The school superintendent is supported by 5 of the 9 board members. That could be changed in the May elections, or if board member Carl Palladino wins his fight to have board president Barbara Seals Nevergold, a Brown supporter, removed from office and replaced. NAACP local president Frank Messiah is a strong supporter of the superintendent and says data show things are getting better. Messiah says the group offering her $500,000 to leave doesn't understand the schools.
None of those people who are trying to buy her out ever had classes like we have now in schools. I doubt if any of them ever had their fellow students who might have been shot and killed, who were afraid to come to school for fear of being beat up or shot and killed.
Messiah says it's a perfect storm, from Albany not providing enough money to parents who don't get their kids to school to money being siphoned off for charter schools. Palladino says Superintendent Brown has to go, but he doesn't want to pay her to leave, saying the effort to push her out is ongoing.
Still well in play, and I still believe that it should be done without a payoff. I don't believe in that. I don't believe you should pay for incompetence. The woman obviously doesn't even recognize her own incompetence or her own inabilities. It's unfortunate. She's a nice lady, but she just doesn't get it.
Palladino says the problem issues are just piling up. As the district deficit rises and reserves shrink and budget problems are crippling the much-touted Say Yes to Education program. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.